USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump calls into another network and gives a freewheeling interview during which he attacks one of his own appointees.
Nobody ever heard of him before, and now I made him.
The president's repeatedly attacked the Fed chairman Jerome Powell for raising interest rates, and the president was once again attacking him in that interview.
And he wants to show how tough he is, okay? Let him show how tough he is. He's not doing a good job.
In that call into the Fox Business Network, he also said any war with Iran would not be a very long one. And he says of news that Robert Mueller, the special counsel, will testify before two House committees.
Well, my reaction is it never ends. We had no obstruction, no collusion.
Mueller is now set to testify in public sessions of the House Judiciary and Intelligence Committees on July 17th. He'll then go behind closed doors with the panels. And this is USA Radio News.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
The U.S. is reportedly talking behind the scenes with North Korea about a possible third summit. The South Korean president saying today there's no reason to talk of a stalemate between the two nations, saying the two sides have been engaged in dialogue in regard to a third meeting. The first Democratic presidential debate kicking off in Miami tonight. It's a two-night affair. 10 of the Democratic hopefuls will debate tonight. The other 10 will be on the stage tomorrow. Both debates will begin at 9 p.m. Eastern and be shown on NBC Network. President Trump says he'll be watching tonight while he's flying to Japan for the G20 summit.
Actually be in a plane. It just seems very boring, but I'm going to watch it because I have to. That's part of my life.
But in that live phone interview heard on the Fox Business Network this morning, the president added,
"Do I want to watch it? Do I want to watch these people? That's a very unexciting group of people."
North Dakota's only abortion clinic is suing over state laws that it claims force doctors to lie to patients. And this is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Democratic presidential frontrunner Joe Biden picking up some new endorsements. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
Joe Biden's presidential campaign announcing the new round of endorsements, including from four South Carolina state lawmakers, including two African Americans. Biden also winning endorsements from a half dozen Democratic figures from eastern Iowa, and his campaign's listing new support from five state lawmakers and union officials in the state of Utah, and 11 current and former Democratic officials in Arizona. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
There's a new play about the Mueller report.
The report, compiled by Special Counsel Robert Mueller's office, is being translated into a 10-act play that takes 18 actors to perform. That includes Annette Bening, Kevin Kline, John Lithgow, Justin Long, and Alyssa Milano. The performance was live-streamed by LawWorks, an organization dedicated to defending the nonpartisan role of the Department of Justice. The play is being billed on the LawWorks website as a historic live play that's ripped from the pages of the Mueller report. Other actors include Jason Alexander, Kira Sedgwick, Sigourney Weaver, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and Mark Hamill. Viewers can watch the play called The Investigation, A Search for the Truth in 10 Acts on the LawWorks website. The stream is free, although the organization is encouraging those interested to donate. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.